Parak of Bet Mishnah Hey. Harochetz b'mei ma'arav b'mei teveria. If a person on Shabbat washed himself in the water of a cave which was heated before Shabbat, or in the water of Teveria, which is in itself already heated, and some say the water in the cave means hot waters of Teveria, which were in a cave. So if one did it, b'nistapeg afilu b'eser aluntiot, and he wiped his body even with 10 towels one after the other, lo yivim biyado, he may not bring them in his hand to his house, even if there's an Erev that would allow him to bring it to his house, because we're afraid that he might come to wring the water out and be a problem with schita. Aval asara b'nei adam mistapgin ba'alutnit achat p'neim yedeim ragleim. But if 10 people wipe with one towel their faces, their hands, and their feet, then mivim otah biyadan, they may bring it in there. They may bring it into their house, because we're not afraid that someone's going to come and ring it, because there are 9 other people who are going to remind him that it's Shabbat and that it's not permitted to ring it. Parak Chaf Bet Mishnah Vav. Sachin umamash mishin bivnei me'ayim. One may anoint the body with oil on Shabbat, and also rub the stomach at the same time. Avalo mit amlin velo mit gardin. However, one may not knead, in other words, may not rub the body vigorously like a really good massage, nor scrape with a brush on Shabbat the body, because these are actions that are done in the weekday, and therefore it is not permitted. However, if one's hands were dirty with clay or excrement, he may scrape in a normal way, because a person has to do it. It's out of necessity, and it doesn't seem like he's doing it for a weekday action. In addition, if the rubbing and the anointing is done in a shinui, done in a different way, then that would be permitted, but not to give a vigorous massage, which is an uvda d'chol. In yordin l'kordima, one may not go down to Kordima, which is the name of a river, because on the bottom of the river it's smooth, and we're afraid a person might slip on that and then fall into the river, and his clothes are going to get all wet, and he might come to wring it. Ve'nosin apikdvizin. And also, one may not use apiktivizin. Apiktivizin is a type of potion that causes a person to vomit, and this is prohibited to drink in Shabbat, because it resembles medicine, and we're afraid of the gezera of crushing ingredients in order to make medicine, which is not prohibited on, which is prohibited on Shabbat. Ve'in ma'atzbin etakatan, one may not correct and try to straighten the bones of a child on Shabbat, because this is considered bona building. Ve'ein machzirin at hashever, one may not set a fracture back into place. If there's a broken bone, one may not set it on Shabbat. The Gemara says that the halacha does not follow this Mishnah, and one may set a fracture on Shabbat. Mishinifrika yado v'raglo, if one's hand or his foot were dislocated, lo yitrefim bibitzone, since this is not dangerous, so one may not put cold water on them, because this is an act of curing, which is prohibited on Shabbat. Avarachetzu kedarko, however, he may wash his hands and his feet in a normal way that he would do, regardless if there was a fracture, if there wasn't a fracture, or if there was a dislocated or wasn't dislocated. Ve'initrapa, and if in the normal manner it happened to be that he is healed, okay, so he is healed. The poskim speak about the case of a person whose throat hurts. And the reason why he's drinking tea is because to soothe the throat. But they say it's permitted because it's done in a way that's drinking. It's done derech shtia. And if it happens to heal, okay, so it'll heal.